B-Pod Studios.
Written down on my show notes. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate that. 610-632-0975. I'd love to see that from Ben Simmons tonight. We all would. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's been a while since a triple-double. How about J.J. Redick last night?
So close.
Almost, with two assists shy of a triple-double.
Yeah.
Guy never even had a double-double in his career.
That's crazy.
Never had a double-double apparently in college either. Last double-double in high school, you would assume. I can't pull up his high school stats.
He was a hell of a player in Virginia, so I would imagine he had a triple-double there.
Quite possibly.
Mm, I don't know. I watched a state championship game in high school when the Sixers were about to sign him.
Oh, really?
He didn't do anything much except shoot. Didn't see a whole lot of passing, didn't see a whole lot of rebounding.
Shooter's got to shoot, Bob.
Yeah. I think he had like 40-some in that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he did his part then.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't say all he did was shoot in a negative way at all. It was amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, he almost gets a triple-double last night. Almost gets his first ever double-double. Well, got his first double-double ever. And how about that? I mean, what if he just would have bypassed double-double and went to triple-double?
Yeah. Never had a double-double. See, now could you say, if he got a triple-double, did he have a double-double?
Yeah, I think one goes with the other.
Does it?
I think so.
Okay.
No, actually, I don't think it does.
I don't know.
Now that I break it down a little bit further, distill it a little further, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like, can you say Ben Simmons has 13 triple-doubles and 10 double-doubles? Or do the 13 in company so it turns up to 23 double-doubles?
I don't know. Let's get more thoughts from Jamie on Robert Kraft in a massage parlor as we dissect things further. 610-632-0975. Coming up in this hour, we're going to let you hear from Ben Simmons again. Well, not Ben Simmons, Brett Brown. Because we let you hear Ben a couple of minutes ago. Not exactly amped up after a nice win against the Hornets. Fine. They were able to pull it out at the end with no JoJo. The four different guys with 20 points in the game. We mentioned J.J. Redick's double-double, the first ever in his career. Ben Simmons chipped in 28 points for him. Not too shabby from Ben. But Brett Brown a little amped up about the game. At about 9:30 today, we have some guests that are going to come in studio for a minute or two here to join us from the Wells Fargo Center. They have a new burger they debuted this year at the Wells Fargo Center. The Broad Street Burger. Did you see this yet, Trey?
I have.
This thing is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is bigger than my entire fat head. I got a big fat head. This thing is ginormous.
It's not as big as Jamie's head, is it? That's the biggest head I've ever seen.
It's a large cranium.
7 5/8, Bob. You know what they say about guys with big hats, right? Big brains.
They're named Robert Kraft? I don't know. I don't know what to say. I haven't seen the video. But we'll hear from them and this awesome burger that they have at the Wells Fargo Center now that you could get down there. It's absolutely incredible. And, of course, we went around the horn earlier. All of us are picking the 76ers to beat the Celtics tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. We're all feeling good. We all got the good vibe going. This has been the game that a lot of people have been looking at and excited about for a long time now. Ever since February 12th, where they weren't able to do it with the new starting five, with Tobias Harris, and Ben Simmons obviously running things here at point, and Jimmy Butler in the mix as well. Everyone's been really excited about this game, and I am certainly not left out of that. Very pumped for tonight's matchup. Let's get to Wayne in Malvern. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's going on, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, guys. You sound like you're having a great time, man.
We are, sir.
Yeah, totally. So, about last night's game real quick, I thought, like you guys were saying, J.J. Redick was just the man last night. I never seen him play like that. I mean, if we can keep him going like that, that's just a beautiful thing. And another name I never thought I would really be mentioning would be James Ennis. I mean, he was like this, you know, without him, I mean, our bench was just horrible last night.
Yeah, other than him, the 14 points, I'm with you there. And I mentioned this earlier, but early in the game, I think it was at halftime, the bench only had 4 points. And all those points, of course, were James Ennis, but two of those points were a gift from Jimmy Butler, who I think just wanted to get him involved in the game. He had an easy dunk on a breakaway that he could have thrown down, possibly got the end one in that situation. Instead, just dropped it off for James Ennis to finish the play.
Yeah, nah, but he was there to finish it. And then tonight, you know, I'm really psyched about tonight's game. I think having Joel rest last night was a really smart move. I'm glad we got away with the W. It was, you know, pretty tight there at the end with that. I forget who missed the shot there at the end where it could have been a tie game.
Jeremy Lamb.
I'm definitely saying Sixers tonight. I'm not sure what the spread is, but I'll take the Sixers, whatever it is.
You're -2.5, -2.
Ooh.
Floating around that.
I'm liking the Sixers.
I'm liking that totally.
There we go. Wayne, what would you buy? What would be the first thing you'd purchase for $430? You have $430 million in the bank. What's the first thing you'd go out and get? First selfish purchase.
You know what I'd do? I would buy two yachts. I'd buy one for the Mediterranean and one for the Caribbean. And then that way I would have my choices. I could go hang out in the Caribbean for a couple months, or I could go hang out over in the Mediterranean for a couple months, a little bit of, you know, Italy, Greek food, you know, or just live it up, the good life.
Now, I like this because you wouldn't take the boat to go to the Mediterranean or the Caribbean.
No,
you would fly.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you're not wasting time on the open sea.
Yeah,
exactly.
No. I like your style, Wayne. I'm going to put you on hold for our Sixers tickets March 28th at the Wells Fargo Center, where you can also not only take in that fine game with Sixers taking on the Brooklyn Nets, but you can also participate in our knockout tournament on the court after the game.
Who's going to guard D'Angelo Russell?
What?
In that game?
In that game, yeah. Dropped 44 last night. The guy's on an absolute tear.
Jimmy Butler?
I guess. He's gonna roast them.
We mentioned the Nets earlier. They came back from 25 down in the fourth quarter last night. D'Angelo Russell dropped in 44 himself. It was a crazy
game.
I'll
be looking at his player props and odd boosts in those games.
There you go.
No,
for sure.
Will you really?
What do you got, Trey?
I'm just going back over this Robert Kraft plea deal that they're giving him. So not only does he have to say, okay, you know, if this would have gone to court, I would have lost.
Right.
Oh, no, there's more. They would also have to submit to an STD test.
All right.
And take a class on dangers of prostitution.
Oh, that part I remember, yeah. Yes.
Complete 100 hours of community service. And pay $10,000 in court fees. I'm pretty sure.
So it is a plea deal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not really worried about, you know.
Essentially.
You know, the 10 grand or whatever. Right. I'm thinking what the hang up is, you got to take that test. And if that gets leaked.
He doesn't want to take the chance.
Oh, yeah. You know, because when you take that test, and it's all just sitting right there in front of you now.
All right. So you play the role of Robert Kraft, all right, Trey?
Uh-huh.
All right, here you go. I'm the FBI in this situation.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's what we can do, Robert. We can either release, we can either give you this test for the for AIDS, or we can release this video of you going into the, what was it, Orchids of Asia Day Spa?
Yes.
Your call. What would you want to do?
Oh, well, it's not just AIDS. I mean, you know, this is STD, so I ain't no test.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, STD test, yes.
I don't know.
Release the tapes!
Release the tapes.
You'd probably sit up straight and go, I'm going to be a star.
Yeah, I mean, I would take the test.
I mean, you're not visiting Orchids of Asia.
Well, that is correct. I have not visited.
Yeah, so
Orchids of Asia.
Yeah.
I feel like Orchids of Asia is a name that, like, if a radio bit, like, made it up, they'd be, like, off the air in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you can't call it that.
Yeah.
And then guess what? That's the name of the place, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that right there might be the little hang up. You take that out the table, you try, like, oh, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, let's go ahead.
It would certainly give me pause. Trey. Now, we mentioned Ben Simmons, and he's like, you are just enjoying this, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. All right.
Good luck transitioning.
This is impossible.
Because you know TMZ is going to get this.
Yes.
And it's
I'm terrified for that.
Yeah, this is what came up on the test.
Because I'm not going to be sitting there with a bag of popcorn like Jamie is. But I'm, yes, I will hit click.
Sorry, that was the sound of me setting notifications to TMZ on my phone.
But I'm not going to be clamoring to see this, but I am going to click play just to see what is out there. Yes, I am.
Oh,
it is going to happen. And you know who else is? About a billion other people are going to do the same thing. And they're just
all sick.
Because they want to know what's what.
What do you want to know? You want to know what an 83-year-old man looks like naked going after a girl?
It's probably a robe.
Probably a robe.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kraft is a robe, guys.
You're going to take that chance?
He's definitely a robe.
Eventually it comes off.
He's like a classy guy, man.
Here's what I'm probably going to do.
And you're going to see an ass that's dripping onto the floor. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I'm probably...
Maybe he does squats.
Why do you want...
You're an idiot. Maybe he's like hanging in one of those, like, you know, remember the sex dungeon out in Upper Dublin? Maybe they got some weird contraptions in there.
Maybe that's
maybe
a
he's
crap.
Hanging from his ankles like Batman in the doorframe. And I don't know these things.
But do you need to know?
Kind of.
I kind of need to know that.
God. If I hit click on the video and I hear
the hell
boom.
Is wrong with the two of you?
I would. First off, a lot of your audience is gonna see it, Bob. You're gonna have to relate to your
and
audience.
And a lot of them are saying, "No way, do I want to see Robert Kraft naked?"
I don't want to see it.
You do.
It's work.
Trey, are you
maybe,
watching this
maybe
tape?
He's wearing full body latex. I don't know.
Yes. I don't want to take the chance. He's not.
Maybe he.
Do
is
you
want to
watch this tape, Trey?
I mean, for research purposes, I think
it's work.
We have to do our job,
Bob.
Our due diligence.
I'm shocked at you. These two idiots. I agree with. I suspected,
Bob. Yeah. When you were watching a 10-win Sixers season, did you do it because you wanted to or because it was work? Exactly, it's the same thing. Okay. I rest my case.
This is okay. What we have to do. This is the job.
You're not getting it's the cross we bear, Bob.
Yeah, come on. This is a public service, Bob.
Oh,
it's not about
God.
Us. It's about the listening audience.
It's about somebody else, Bob.
The people we serve.
Hanging from
the we are journalists, Bob.
Like yeah. Batman. Yeah,
I don't know what goes on there.
Yeah. You,
God.
I know I need it, but I think you need help more, Jerry. I know I need a little bit of it.
I've never denied that.
Yeah, I
do
need
they
like
dress him up in something fancy. I don't know.
Maybe it's like maybe he's a Western theme. Maybe he does the firefighter thing. Maybe it's cosplay.
Does
I don't
he
know.
Wear cowboy boots with spurs.
Yeah, he could be a furry. I don't know.
Oh, all right, we're good now. We're good. We can draw the line there.
He's messed up. So many questions.
Jamie, you're a journalist.
That's what you are. I don't know about this Bob Cooney fella, but you, sir,
oh
Jamie Lynch,
God.
Journalist. Oh so anyway,
my.
Speaking of Brett Brown, Brett
flawless, Mark, flawless.
I'm a wordsmith. So Brett Brown, after the game last night, unlike Ben Simmons, acknowledged the hype that went into a game like this, a game like tonight against the Celtics.
So Bob, if he's hanging upside down,
oh God,
you're gonna like
come
that.
Come on,
he's trying to transition, Bob.
It's a hopeless
teasing.
Effort.
Go ahead, Mark.
It's hopeless. It's hopeless.
Is there grass skirt and coconuts? I mean, I don't know. Is there fire twirling?
Do they serve hors d'oeuvres?
What's going on? You know, we need to know what's going on in there.
I don't
so
know.
Brett's pumped to play the Celtics tonight, I heard.
Yeah, he is moderately...
He's ready to roll.
He probably grew up a Patriots fan.
Oh, he did. He told me he went to many 76, specifically 76ers Celtics game at Boston Garden when he was a kid.
Really?
With his dad. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because the rivalry was at its prime then.
Uh-huh.
And then when he went to school at Boston University, it was, you know, early 80s.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that's exciting.
all right. Focus.
Guys, let's come on. Okay. Let's rein it in.
Hold on.
I can't.
I need Matt in Bethlehem. What's up, Matt?
Yes.
How are you? You gotta be kidding me! Hold on. All right, let's get Joey up here in Cheltenham. Joey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Oh, we're great.
Yeah, I was wishing I wanted to talk about Mike Trout, but now you got me on Robert Kraft.
No! Yeah. Come on, Joey!
Please, anything but. Need to transition.
Maybe he wears a space shuttle outfit. I don't know. Is he coming in there with a NASA outfit?
All right. For the sake of keeping us all sane, I'll talk about Trout for a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so I saw a bunch of hot takes or whatever, talking about Philly fans turning on Trout.
Yes.
Let's make a deal. I really hope that's all just a joke and we're not going to do that. I think we're all better than that, right?
Yes, I would think we are, and we are better than that. I'm going to go ahead and say I know for a fact that when Mike Trout shows his face, and I saw somebody tweet out yesterday that he's going to have a lot of time in October if he's going to play 12 more years out in, or 10 more years out in Anaheim. He's going to have a lot more time in October to come out here and watch Eagles games. So he will not be booed when he comes to Eagles games in Philadelphia.
It better not be. So I'm going to answer not only the selfish purchase, but when you make a bigger deal about a game, because Ben Simmons, apparently that didn't make you happy. So when it is okay to make a big deal about a rivalry will be when Jason Witten returns to the Lynx this year. That should absolutely be a big deal.
That should be. Yes, sir. Yes.
And then my selfish purchase, I know this has been said already and know it's not a short route. I think probably what I would do is get a private jet so that way I can go to a day spa and then fly to see my play.
See what I'm saying?
Missouri that night.
Joey, so, you're doing so good, my friend.
See what I'm saying?
You're doing so good.
Flying in a private jet.
And now we're just right back where we started, and you are in the running for the Sixers tickets. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Maybe he wears a captain's outfit.
We don't know these things, Trey, but again, if the video came out, the questions would stop.
Patent leather flip-flops. Who knows?
What the? What?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He dresses like Judge Smales at the christening of the ship.
Oh, my God.
Walks in and says, I am your father.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what? Yeah, he just made it weird, Bob.
Oh, but before it was I never thought I would say this. Bob, too far. So anyway, Brett Brown spoke about the 76ers taking on the Celtics last night. He sounded more excited than anybody else. Here it is.
We can't wait. You know, we can't wait. I just got off FaceTime with Joel, and, you know, we're excited. And it's starting to get closer. Tomorrow night, they'll go into a film session, and they'll look up and see the number 11. And for 18 games, they've seen it go from 18, 17, 16, 15, and now they're going to look up at 11. And then not too far away, you're going to see 1. And it's great to play the Milwaukees and the Boston Celtics. And tonight on the road without Joel, you know, it's the NBA. And we look forward to going back to Philadelphia and playing the Boston Celtics with Joel Embiid.
Now, it wasn't an impassioned speech by any means, but it was definitely telling everybody that this is a game that is more important than other games because it is an exclamation point for this team to finally beat the Boston Celtics. They kicked your ass in the playoffs last year. They've been kicking your butt all season long. Now's an opportunity with this starting five together. Now it will be their eighth game playing together. This is a game that you had to highlight and a game you have to win tonight. That's why I think the Sixers do win this game tonight. They have so much more to lose than the Boston Celtics, and it's crazy to say that because you're looking at a 3 seed versus a 5. This is an opportunity for the Sixers to show they're legitimate with this starting five. You have Tobias Harris playing in this game. He lost the first time he faced him. Jimmy Butler hasn't beat him yet. JoJo's well-rested. He was even FaceTiming with Brett Brown after the game last night.
Hi, Brett.
Exactly. This is a game where these guys are amped up, ready to play. And Ben Simmons, though I don't like the idea of not acknowledging what Brett Brown and Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick acknowledge, is still a guy that I feel just game-wise, just as far as what happens on the court, coming off a 28-point performance, is going to be more determined than ever to win a regular season game. And that's what you're going to see tonight on the court at the Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah. All right.
See that?
What are the things you think he wears, Trey?
I'm thinking maybe some Trust the Process, you know, some Embiids.
This isn't right, Mark. Doing you no favors.
Did you say the Embiids?
Yeah, okay, can we come in there with some Embiids, some Trust the Process on? What am I wondering?
Yes, maybe.
Hmm. Maybe a neon thong?
Oh, my God. I am helpless, ladies and gentlemen. I am helpless. Bill and KOP here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Bill?
Gentlemen and the lovely Sam Wilson, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. I'm just wondering what Jamie's reaction would be if he clicked on that video.
Oh, my God.
And Gabe Kaplan was the doorman.
Hey, no rumors. No rumors are starting. Gabe Kaplan's got nothing to do
Jamie
with Robert
would
Kraft.
Love that.
But, gentlemen, what I would buy is I would invest in a cruise ship. You get to travel pretty much all over the world. You have all the casino and all the nightclubs and everything. You basically could have a constant party day in and day out. But I have a quick Sixers point. Because the call earlier that said he thought Ben was disengaged, I couldn't agree any more with that. I thought Ben was engaged. I thought he read the game well. I thought he used JJ's hot hand to kind of take advantage and create some opportunities for himself with those fake handoffs. And I thought he played an absolutely awesome game yesterday. I'm impressed with the last 3 wins, and I think you're starting to see what we expected of Jimmy Butler, that killer that when you need a bucket, the majority of the time, no matter how he does it, he's going to get it for you. But I have one concern, and we'll hang up after this and get your guys' thoughts on it.
Yeah.
One of the things that concerns me late in games is the Sixers have a lead, and it seems to me that anytime J.J. Redick gets even a quarter of a step, no matter how early it is into the shot clock, he's firing. And I'm not saying you have to run
the shot clock down 20 seconds till four, where then you have to kind of force something off. But even if you run 15 off and get a good shot, because to me, when JJ comes off a screen 4 seconds into the shot clock with a quarter of a step on a guy, not squared, and fires up a bad three, to me, that's a wasted possession where now the Sixers have to go right back to playing defense. That's when it seems their rotations are slightly slower. And next thing you know, you go from having a 7-8 point lead to down to 3 or 4, and things start to get tighter.
Yeah.
When if you just run a couple seconds off, you could still probably get a good shot because of the 4-5 all-stars you have on this team, that two of them can create for themselves. Ben can kind of get to wherever he wants on the floor, even though he's not a willing shooter. And I think that just some of those early threes from JJ, I get it, he's your best shooter. I get it, you don't want to rein him in from shooting. But he's got to be better as a veteran with his shot selection. I'll hang up and get your guys' thoughts.
All right, Bill, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, that is something that has been a long, ongoing problem with the Sixers, is they'll build a big lead and then it dwindles away. When it happened against the Bucks, it was one of those situations, you hate to say it, but it's the way the game's played. You wait for that, especially when Giannis Antetokounmpo wasn't really getting it going in the first half. Then he chips in 35 in the second half. Like, there's a reason the guy's an MVP candidate. But it's happened plenty of times against teams that don't have Giannis Antetokounmpo. Mm-hmm. You want to see that balance. You have yet to see it really established with the Sixers, though.
Yeah, you haven't. And Bill brings up a good point. I'd said it before that you have the team that can do it now. You can run clock and then go ISO, in the last 6-7 seconds of the clock with a Tobias Harris, with a Jimmy Butler, and they're going to get you good shots. I know the thinking is, you're up 7, JJ gets an open 3, although it's early in the shot clock, that's a dagger. 7 goes to 10 if that goes in. And I understand what they're thinking, but maybe it should be thought out a little bit more sometimes.
I have noticed this, that when you do see those plays for JJ Redick, when they're run purposely with about 10 seconds left on the shot clock. You're not doing that early in the shot clock. You're trying to set that up, see if you get that screen working for him. Because when he is coming off that screen, he's shooting.
If he has a hair of an opening, he's shooting.
Yeah, he's gone.
Exactly. And I think they do a good job of that. There was one issue, and it was actually with Jimmy Butler last night. And I want to say it was about 90 seconds left, and he had hit a three earlier. Mm-hmm. But there was about 10 seconds left on the shot clock, and you were up one. And it felt like he just let it go. He had a guy on him. I want to say it was about 90 to 2 minutes left.
Is that when they got the offensive rebound?
I think it was, saved them. And they were able to kick it out. I think they ended up scoring on the possession. I think they did.
Or Harris got, Harris got fouled and made one of two.
Maybe that was the
play. Yeah, I think that was. But I can look up the play-by-play.
I'm looking at it and I'm going, Jimmy, you got 8 seconds to kill on the clock still? At least bring it down to 5. These guys can create shots for themselves after that. You can run a screen for JJ after that. Tobias Harris can get open after that. It was only a matter of seconds. I think it was 5 at the most. But in a close game where you're losing the lead and you see a guy like Jeremy Lamb who all of a sudden choked and missed a layup, he's got an opportunity to go the other way and give his team the lead. But they were able to get the rebound, they were able to score, and they were able to put it away. So you can't complain about too much when it comes to that particular possession. 610-632-0975. Coming up in a minute, we're going to hear from Jalen Mills, who did an interview last night. Trey, you found this.
Yeah.
It was the Fanatics Live,
mm-hmm.
or Fanatics Vibe, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay.
At a MMA fight.
Oh.
I think it was some sort of fight. They're talking about two guys fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's, as you would expect, rather confident in his birds. I talked to him last week. I caught up with him at the Sixers Youth Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty excited about the DeSean Jackson addition.
Yeah, very excited.
And wants to build on that. So we'll talk about that coming up in a few. And also, from the Wells Fargo Center, some great people brought us here, the Broad Street Burger. Sink our teeth into that coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. So Jalen Mills, I believe it was in Dallas, Texas. I think it was actually at AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play. And first off, I guess I'll tweet this picture out. He's wearing the knapsack, not the knapsack, the fanny pack over the shoulder type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost Rambo style, like across his chest from shoulder to rib type of thing. You know
is
what I'm saying?
Is it a, would you say, a knapsack?
Fanny pack.
Yeah.
Is it a fanny pack or is it one of those like messenger bag type things?
It is not a messenger bag.
Okay, all right. Okay.
It is not a...
I want to clarify.
It's not an Indiana Jones purse.
It's not a satchel.
It's not a satchel. It's not something I see a lot of cyclists wear. The couriers, if you will. The old school couriers. But it is across the chest. And I understand, Trey, I don't know if you know this or not, but this, I think, has become a trend from some of the young people.
Yeah. Yes.
You sound like you're disappointed.
I mean, yeah.
All
it's
right.
Like one of those things that everybody's doing now.
Right.
Fashionista.
That's certainly...
However you say it.
Yes, fashionista. That would be a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though. A little redeeming quality for Eagles fans, aside from the way you said... I don't know. I'll tweet this out. How would you best describe... How would you best describe Jalen Mills' outfit? But take a listen to this, because this is what he said about his Philadelphia Eagles when he was asked about his squad for the upcoming season.
Just got a big pickup in Deshaun Jackson, I mean, for the offense. You know what I mean? We just got a big, big defensive tackle in Malik, man. I think we finna go win the Super Bowl, man. It's time again. It's time. We healthy. We finna do it again.
How's Wentz looking?
Wentz looking good, man. He back healthy, moving around good. Wentz going to air that ball out, man. He the leader of our team. Everybody knows that. It's time to win.
I love all that.
I'm making the air that ball out a drop right now.
What's that?
Air that ball out. I'm making that a drop.
Go for it. Show they want to be aggressive offensively. Defensively, you know, he wants to have a bounce back year. He had some issues last year, to say the least.
Absolutely.
They won a Super Bowl with him at corner, and it's his job to lose. But you got Ronald Darby. You got Sidney Jones. Mm-hmm. You have Rasul Douglas. You have Jalen Mills. It's going to be a
LeBlanc. We always forget Cravon to name.
LeBlanc.
I forgot about Cravon LeBlanc.
LeBlanc. Avante Maddox.
Yeah.
This is a very crowded secondary. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like Ronald Darby is going to be one of your starters. That kind of goes without saying with the money they just gave him. Who's your guy after that, Trey? Is it Jalen Mills? Is it Sidney Jones?
I don't know.
We got this a little bit yesterday, but to further explain or further distill it, I guess, Jalen Mills, you know, talking about getting back to that Super Bowl. It's time. 1 year off from a Super Bowl. Time to get back there.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, last year was tough. At the beginning of that season, it really was tough. And then guys start to rally around and come back together. And then, you know, Wentz goes down again. And then you have Foles step in. And he just couldn't get past it. But, you know, they're hungry, and that's what happens when you win it. You're hungry to get back in.
Again, that interview was with Fanatics View.
Okay.
I believe he was at a fight in Dallas, Texas, at AT&T Stadium, and he made those comments. I'll flip back to the Sixers real quick. Dags in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dags?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I like your chances. I like the Sixers tonight. I think he finally got a chance.
Why do you like their odds tonight?
Well, I like the addition. I like Tobias Harris, but there's only one sound that you guys don't want to hear. And when we bring Rozier and Brown and Hayward, and you bring TJ, Enes,
Ennis,
and whoever else.
It's James Ennis.
Boban.
Bobby, Marjanovic. You don't want none of that.
We just got to keep it close against the starters, and then when we bring in the backup people, you know, that's when we make our move.
Let me just ask you this real quick. You as a Boston fan, are you enjoying this, how much it means to Philadelphia to beat the Celtics?
Yes. I love Philadelphia sports. I've lived in a lot of cities. I've traveled from work. And the passion you guys have is great. I just can't play the Sixers in the finals, so I just got to hope we play you in the conference finals. But unless you play in Boston, I'm all Philly'd out.
Gee, thanks.
I'm even thinking about getting a Hopper jersey. I mean, I like that.
I don't know if I need that from you.
I do have some inside news on...
But thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Dags. I'm not gonna... I don't know what that was, but...
That doesn't need further explanation.
Yeah, we're not gonna examine
moving
any further.
Moving on.
Moving right along. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. So far, I think of all the creative people to call in today to tell us what they would buy with Mike Trout money, I think the most, oh my goodness, I think the most creative thing is the person that said they'd buy season tickets for the family, not just for themselves.
Yeah.
They're givers. You know what I would buy? Broad Street Burgers from the Wells Fargo Center. The Cadillac Grill is now serving these.
Cadillac Grill.
Have you seen? I've seen these around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They're in studio with us right now. The smell, as soon as the door opened up, was just a heavenly smell. These things smell amazing. So many fried onions, it looks like. So many, oh my God, how many patties are on this? Let me bring in Chef Perry. Let me make sure I get this right. Kastapis.
Close enough.
You're the chef at Cadillac Grill. This is your invention. How old is the Cadillac, or how old is the Broad Street Burger? How long has it been around?
About a month now.
About a month already. Wow, time flies. These things look incredible. What was the idea behind it? What, like, let me just make the most beautiful burger anyone's ever seen?
Well, we were asked to put together a sandwich, basically, that would, you know, reflect the Cadillac Grill, the steakhouse, indigenous to kind of the area.
Okay.
So my team and I, we came up with this burger.
It is a beautiful burger. Now, the Sixers play the Celtics tonight. They'll be in the building. When something like that goes on, how many of these burgers are you pushing?
We may sell a dozen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty big burger, man. what all does it consist of?
It consists of approximately 1 pound of house blend burger meat stuffed with about 3 to 4 ounces of cheese. And then we put on 8 ounces of beef tenderloin on top of that. And then some crispy onions, more cheese, all on a 5 ounce Hudson bun. We stick it together with a steak knife, maybe some cherry peppers on the side to wash it all down with.
Okay.
There you go.
Huh. That is beautiful.
Any athletes requesting these yet? Anybody coming up maybe and having one or two?
No athletes yet, but lots of customers.
They are on a diet. They're kind of being professional athletes.
They need to watch the figure.
Right, just a little bit here. and that is Kate Foley, Premium Division Manager. So good morning. You deal, obviously, in the Wells Fargo Center and all that stuff. When this got presented to you, hey, how about we sell this? When Chef Perry brought this to you, were you like,
sold.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. We're doing it.
We're like, I need to have two.
We did a tasting, and we knew right away that was going to be the burger.
So how do I get into the Cadillac Grill, and how do I get one of these burgers?
So Cadillac Grill is members only. Mm-hmm. You can certainly reach out to the premium seating department and speak about membership. We also do guest passes. This is on the menu for Flyers and Sixers, so you can come for either of the events. And $52.
All right. $52 for that. I'm not eating for a month after having one of those things right there.
Definitely a day or two.
Definitely, yeah, right. Very, very much so. So you got a game tonight, right? Like I said, Sixers, Celtics tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. For a game like that, do people tend to eat more maybe because they're nervous? Because I eat when I'm nervous. And as you can tell, I'm nervous a lot. Right.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully what we're trying to do with the burger is have them order it, either be split maybe between a couple of people, a fun starter for the table to split. We did have, I think, our first guest, Chef, was a 13-year-old.
It was a 13-year-old boy. He took down two-thirds of it.
Yeah. He's a grown boy.
Yes, he is.
With a shrimp cocktail starter.
That's correct.
So, oh, well, yes, of course.
he may have finished it.
That's a lucky 13-year-old boy eating a shrimp cocktail and all of a sudden enjoying a burger like this.
Right, right.
You're saying, are we going to get pictures of this or to tweet them out and all that fun stuff? These things are absolutely insane. I never looked at anything and I've been in radio for almost 14 years now. Nothing's ever been brought in studio for me where I was like, I don't know how to eat that. How do people attack it?
We've seen it two ways now that Chef and I have watched people eat it. First was somebody just literally picked the whole thing up and put it right in their mouth and took a chunk out of it. And then we see now a lot of knife and fork.
Trey, how would you attack that?
Knife and fork.
I think you have to.
You have to.
Right, start with those cherry peppers you said?
Cherry peppers on the side.
Yeah, I think I have to do one of those first. Just to get the juice is flowing, as they say. 610-632-0975. So I'm going to try to break it up here so we can all take a bite of this when we come back, and we'll enjoy that. We'll talk to Jason, Northeast Philly. We'll talk to him, and then we'll get a little bit more into the Sixers game and enjoy that fine Broad Street burger from the Cadillac Grill to Wells Fargo Center. My mouth is watering already. Time to the Fanatic 940.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So I asked people what they were thinking of Jalen Mills' attire. Did you see the picture I tweeted, Trey?
Yes, I did.
So that's definitely a fanny pack, right?
Yeah, it's a fanny pack.
Those are apparently back in style to be worn across the body.
Across the shoulder.
Somebody says, soft like his coverage skills.
Oh, no.
Somebody says, understated. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
That was written in a sarcasm font.
Oh, that's that what that was?
Yeah, it's tough to translate that sometimes.
And then another one just saying, this is the... I don't give a you-know-what you think about how I dress look. Then another one saying, an extra from Back to the Future 2. I think that's a pretty good one right there. All right, we have the people in here from the Cadillac Grill, and this is Chef Perry, your creation here, the Broad Street Burger. Now, how many pounds of meat are on this?
Pound and a half.
Pound and a half of meat. Now, we cut this up into fours to feed pretty much everyone here that has ever worked for Beasley Broadcasting, not just the Fanatic. Now, here we go. I got the bell pepper on the side. I'm going to down that second. Here comes my first bite of the Broad Street Burger.
All right, that was just a meat bite. Hold on. That was a top bite. My God. That is... one of the most fantastic things I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Yay.
I'm not even kidding. You bite and it's like a volcano of cheese.
Yeah. We call that the ooze.
Yes.
The ooze.
Affectionately referred to as the ooze.
Love the ooze. Ooze is fantastic. Bob, Trey, you guys have been chowing down.
Yeah. Who doesn't like good ooze?
How you making out over there?
It's very good.
I started a little ahead of you guys. I'm almost done already.
Nice job. They're fantastic. You can get it at the Cadillac Grill, Wells Fargo Center. Hold on, I'm going to do the pepper. Living life, baby. Living life. Well, little kick to that pepper. Okay, nice to meet you. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We have the other burger here. We're going to have our Twitch video that we shoot after every game or after every show. Excuse me, three times a week we do this. We're going to bring that out, and we're going to show people what the burger looks like on the Twitch channel as well. So I can't thank you guys enough.
How are you doing over there, Mark?
Yeah. How's that pepper?
Pepper's fantastic. Don't you worry about me.
Kate
Foley, thank you so much. Appreciate you
thank
guys
you
coming.
Guys.
Chef Perry, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. Cadillac Grill, check it out. The Broad Street Burger at the Wells Fargo Center. You can enjoy it before, during, maybe a little after. Mm-hmm. The Sixers take care of business against the Celtics tonight. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks very much, Mark.
That is fantastic, man.
Need some water?
No, I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine. All right. I feel great.
Cool.
Jason, Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, guys, man? Great show.
Thank you, buddy.
I got a question for you guys. Have you seen that movie back in the late 80s? It's called Skin Deep with John Ritter.
I haven't seen it, but apparently Kate Foley has.
Yeah, dude, that is, you gotta Google that movie with John Ritter and glow in the dark condom scene. Can you imagine that's what Robert Kraft was doing in the Doors, going in between the doors and the two condoms chasing each other?
I've not seen it. Cannot identify. I love that this has gone down this kind of the hallway.
I'm wondering if he has a shoulder tat.
Have you seen the movie, Trey?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Does he have a shoulder blade tattoo?
No, I do not know. I do not know.
He's got a tramp stamp.
Does he have a tramp stamp? It's the Lombardi trophy.
Ben Affleck has a tramp stamp.
Hey, Jason, do you think the Eagles, the Sixers will win tonight?
Oh, without a doubt.
All right, I love the confidence, Jason. Thanks for the call. Put you on hold, put you in the running for our Sixers tickets for the game coming up against the Brooklyn Nets on March 28th. In South Philadelphia. You can also participate in our contest after the game for the knockout tournament that we're hosting.
That bell pepper got you.
It's not so much that. There's a lot of taste in the mouth right now. A lot of taste. It's too delicious. Let's get a final on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. Sam Wilson, what do you have?
This morning we asked, will the Sixers beat the Celtics tonight? We had just under 2,500 votes today, and 74% said yes.
See, this is what we need. That's the confidence we need going into tonight's game. I know that Ben was a little subdued after the game. He wouldn't get caught up in the hype, but you know he's thinking it.
You know he's got to be thinking it, Bob, to go after a team like the Celtics tonight and put up maybe another 28-point game like he had last night against the Hornets.
He is thinking it, so don't let your sweaty little head worry, okay?
I am not sweating.
Yeah, there's beads forming.
You don't sweat, I glow.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
You're glowing beautifully right now. You're beautifully presenting a glow right now.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
He just physically is presenting beautifully right now.
There are two kinds of guys dripping with sweat. You knew that one was coming. Do have to tell you, the 9 o'clock hour is brought to you by The Bagster Dumpster in a Bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebagster.com. Let's jump on into our takeaways of the day. Sam Wilson, what do you have for us on the take?
Really, Jamie? That was honestly an accident.
No,
it's right next to my reflective music.
I do not believe you.
I swear.
You have sabotaged this program.
I swear.
With your Robert Kraft shenanigans. All right. I can't go to Sam with that music playing. Sam Wilson, what is your takeaway of the day?
I'm taking it back all the way to the 5 o'clock hour, and Jamie ruined my life by telling me about Claus the Process, Joelle's dog's Instagram account.
Oh.
Because it's honestly the most precious thing.
Claus the Process, Hinky.
Hinky's the middle name.
It's actually Claus, Hinky, De Paula, and B. That's the full name, but the account is Claus De Process.
That's a big step in their relationship, Anna De Paula and Joelle Embiid.
Yeah, I need to find out the breeder because I've been talking about a red golden doodle forever, so Joelle even stole it from me. But
he stole it from you?
He stole it from me.
Hinky is an interesting name for the dog. Just going to say that out loud. Jamie, takeaway of the day.
My takeaway of the day is, you don't really know what happened until you see the tape.
All right. Not helpful.
Bob, but it can apply to anything.
Bob Cooney, takeaway of the day.
You know, I expected Jamie to say he wanted to see Robert Kraft naked. That's okay, because that's who Jamie is. For the two of you to go down that rabbit hole also, it shocks me.
We are shocked journalists.
He might have on a silk robe. We don't know. Patent leather flip-flops, man.
Not mad, just disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know. You're the one who's saying he's naked.
We don't even know. Why are you talking about naked?
Why are you thinking about Robert Kraft like that, Bob?
Why is it going to be like that?
You know what? Now I'm more shocked. It's me. Now it's you. It's me.
Like I said, Bob, you watched a 10-win NBA season. It's the same thing.
Nah.
You gotta watch sometimes. You gotta watch. Trey Thomas, take away the
mic. Jamie on this, man. I mean, we got to see the film, man. I don't know, you know? We just got to see what's going on. You know?
I'd like to see the all 22 on that.
Yeah, all 22. You know?
You're overshooting just a wee bit, my friend.
My takeaway.
Football talk, Mark.
Talking football.
Want to see Skycam? Bring it up. My takeaway of the day is this. I have not been this confident about a Sixers-Celtics game that the Sixers will win going into it. And this might scare some people. Since the playoffs last year.
Yes!
And that didn't end too well.
No.
But it's a totally different team. It's the eighth time these stars are going to play together.
I hope that you trust in the process.
Oh, we're going to trust the process, all right.
So let's party.
Man, I'm trying to be dumb there.
Watch the game tonight, folks. Listen to it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stay tuned for Gargano and Martinez Middays here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You mentioned it, though, partner. He likes to slap around the beef.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.